On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Tuna.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Well, 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 as I live and breathe, it's podcast time with Cooper and Duna. How are you feeling, missus?
I'm feeling really good.
Are you now?
Yeah, thanks to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're going to hear throughout the course of this show, Una not doing something that she was, she promised that she would do. And you got so much joy out of this because you had something done for you and it was completed within minutes after the show.
I wouldn't say minutes now, sunshine. Don't go that far.
Hey,
it was completed eventually.
Now, we did leave Donald to do bits and pieces of it while we did continue the show.
Mm.
And then afterwards, I had to redo a few bits because some of the drawer sliders were on upside down.
Donald, I'll have to give out to him now for that.
And then he put the insert of one of the drawers the wrong way around. And I'm like, here, that's in the wrong way around. You're going to have to take that apart and redo it. And he's just like, well, you could have said it when you noticed it. I'm like, just noticing it now. Sorry. Anyway.
You did a great job. Great job.
Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah, so we had lots of fun. And this is how we got into it.
29th of October. Take note of that date because it's a very important day because today is going to be something that Una's going to be achieving for the first time in her life, and that is actually completing something.
Hey!
We were talking about doing things by half yesterday, and you admitted that you were a half-doer, and you were very proud to be a half-doer.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. only vacuum and clean the bits that people can see. Never mind under the...
Time is precious.
So
it's a commodity I can't afford.
For years now, you've been talking about you need a drawers for your undies and bits and pieces because they're in Tesco bags.
I don't like you talking about my undies, but yeah.
You brought it up, so...
And they're not. It's not just Tesco. There is an array. There's
the
M&S bag.
For the good underwear.
Yeah.
You know the ones that you get measurements for?
Because I had to give my drawers to the twins. So I've just kind of been living like that for a couple of years now. But it's time I got my act together.
So you bought a set of drawers.
I bought a set of drawers. I went to the shop and I picked them out.
Yes. That was how many weeks ago?
About three now, is it?
And I said to you, how are they working out? Have you got everything like all sorted and organized? And you said?
No, because they come with like tools and bits and bobs that you have to put together yourself. Yeah. And I've never done that.
So we've set you a challenge and they are now in the studio all out of their boxes and you have the instructions in your hand.
Lads, not... And there is... I'm not being funny now, but there isn't a fear. Not a fear that I'll be able to do this. Like, look at all this. What even is this? Strange. 5 by 12 multiplied by X. It's like a Pythagoras' theorem.
It's literally Lego, isn't it?
It's Lego. I don't like Lego. It hurts my toes.
See all these little... It hurts my toes.
Yeah.
See all these little bits here.
Oh,
look at me in here. See all these? These literally just go into little holes and then you put them all together. It's literally Lego.
Do you want to go mansplain the drawer to me then? Go on, go do
Actually,
it.
Do you know what? I was...
Go on, go do it. I'm not helping you now.
I was going to help, but not anymore.
Oh, I was only joking.
No, I was joking. So between now and 10 a.m., what we'll do, we'll post a couple of videos up on our stories to see how Una's getting on. Don't point your finger at
me. You were the best mansplainer ever. I swear, I love it when you mansplain.
Too late.
Come on.
No.
Please. I won't. They'll be left here. I'm going to get in trouble with the boss because they will literally be left here.
We got it cleared by Ben, the boss, who said, yeah, bring them in. Actually, in fact, I think it was even more his idea. So,
like, why don't they just come when they're programmed and put up together? Like, why?
Programmed.
Do you know what I mean? Like, why do they have to come in bits and bobs?
It's because
it's a serious pain in the bottom.
Okay, it's like this. You can either pay A for one, which is flat pack, or you can pay B, which is one which is crafted by a craftsperson.
Well, it doesn't have to be crafted by a craftsperson. Just get someone in the shop to put it together.
Oh, you still need to pay extra for that.
I would have paid extra for it.
All right, follow the story between now and 10 a.m. to see how... take off your headphones, get building, miss. Let me lift you. High mornings with
Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.
So where are you going to put these drawers?
In my room. There's just a problem. You're going to have to lug them up the stairs.
I am not lugging them up the stairs. I will bring them into your hallway and that can be it. I love the way you're like, how are we going to get these home now? Because they won't fit in your car.
Well, no, they won't fit in my car, so you have to take them.
I'll put them into your hallway and you figure it out from there.
How will I get them up the stairs?
You're going to have to get somebody to help you. Get the twins. They'll have the time of their life.
No, yourself and Doodle are going to have to come in.
a skateboard and a rope.
Oh,
that'll
stop.
Do it. Yeah. Here's our survey says this morning.
What's our survey asking us to figure out this morning, Donald?
Today it's asking the average person will spend a year of their lifetime doing this. What is this?
Is it putting Una's drawers together?
With Una doing them on her own.
Yeah. We literally did the first. So if you've just joined us, we are putting together, or Una's meant to be putting together a chest of drawers because, you know, you got to do these things for yourself, and you got to figure it out. And we literally started it off for you, and you sat there sucking on a purple sack saying, what are you doing? Watch what we're doing. I'm doing the news.
I told you, I'm the project manager. I am the foreman. I'm overseeing your work. No, listen, it's like double dutch to me. I do not have a bull's notion.
It's literally a picture of what you have here and you put in screws.
You can't even do it.
We can show you what you need to do.
Oh, sorry,
and
do you want me
to
undo what I've just
done
for you?
No, but yourself and Total have been fighting over what screw goes where, what head goes where, what bracket.
We're just looking at the instructions and seeing
but
how
you can't
it looks.
Get the holes to match up with the bracket.
This is where, you know, relationships can either succeed or fall apart.
This is going to make or break us.
Yeah, when you're putting together flat pack furniture. See, I'll be fine. I'll be cool head. It's just that you'll just lose the plot and walk out.
Look, why don't you just do it?
No.
That sounds like a plan.
All right. What's your guess with this? Average person will spend a year of their lifetime doing this.
It's a mansplaining.
Is it?
No. It's not mansplaining.
I'm for crying out of it.
What? Is that the answer?
Yeah, it's a good guess.
Okay, we need some actual guesses. You're ridiculous now.
I'm not ridiculous. That was a good guess.
It was a good guess.
Is it cleaning up after other people?
For maybe the average person, but you wouldn't do that.
I've got 4-year-old twins.
Do you clean up after them?
Of course I clean up after them.
Fair enough. No, it's not the answer.
I clean up after myself now, mind.
Okay, 087-1102-107. What is the guesses?
The average person will spend a year of their lifetime doing this. What is this?
Thai radio while Una's on the floor drilling down there. How are you getting on?
What?
Brilliant. we'll give everybody a chance to hear what our survey says. Question is, before we get the guesses in on 087-1102-107. Donald.
The average person will spend a year of their lifetime doing this. What is this?
Is it thinking about going to the gym, but not actually going?
That is a very good shout. No, it's not the answer. That's it. It could be even more than that.
There is literally a load of people asking, is it waiting to buy tickets?
Is Una, you, yeah, Una's had that in her life so far, yeah, I'd say.
That's
no,
not
the answer, no, unfortunately.
Okay, get your guesses in now. 087-1102-107. The average person will spend a year of their life term doing what? How's it going? Any respectful person would have a chest of drawers built already.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we fly through them, yeah.
Man, I'm double jobbing here. Know what I mean?
Listen, how many screws have you put in so far?
I have put in 2 screws.
Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
You've achieved so much in life right now. Listening to the conversation while I'm banging out the tunes here of yourself and Donald describing what to do and where to put things could not be aired. It sounded filthy.
But it wasn't filthy.
It sounded filthy. All right, let's try and get some answers in and get the answer to our survey says this morning.
The average person will spend a year of their lifetime doing this. What is this?
All right, here we go.
Morning, iRadio. Tommy from Roscommon here.
Hon Tommy!
Hi, Tommy!
Just wondering, is today's answer to Skelly's Alley brushing your teeth?
Brushing your teeth, a year of your lifetime.
Oh, that's a very good guess. If you're supposed to, yeah, if you add it up, potentially. No, it's not the answer I've got written down.
You have to sing Happy Birthday.
Is it 2 minutes per brush? So after every meal?
I don't think you brush after every meal.
So 6 minutes a day.
Not everyone brushes after every meal, though.
It's just morning and night.
Okay, let's say 4 minutes.
Okay, yeah. I think it's supposed to be 6 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, 3 minutes each time. Just to be sure,
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then what do you do? You put them in the little glass jar beside your bed when you go to bed. Good night, night. About you.
You shouldn't joke about people's oral issues.
Una.
You know what I mean?
Who's the one who's missing a big giant tooth in their mouth? Me or you?
You.
I'm allowed to joke about it then.
That's okay, fair.
All right.
It's the arts of the Scotty's Alex morning spending time in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
That's a very good guess. It could be even more than a year.
We shouldn't be spending that much time in the shower, though.
Save the turtles.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not the answer.
All right,
no.
We need to get the answer, Donald.
Well, I saw this one, I immediately thought of yourself, Cooper. According to research, the average person will spend a year of their lifetime sitting on the toilet. Yes,
definitely.
There
off.
You go. Yeah,
all right,
could be more than that in some cases.
Way more than that.
Listen, I just go in there to hide from you.
ten past ten goes in, rocks out. 10 past 11.
T-shirts available really soon. 10 past 11.
Yeah.
Are you on my tennis? Is I mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
It all went according to plan, and not just Una getting us to put drawers together, but to actually play a game of Rhyme It this morning.
Yeah, it was great.
Rhyme It, just a little bit,
no, all of it. Thanks this morning, Martina. Good morning.
Hi, Martina.
Good morning. Hello.
How are you doing?
Goes now, can't complain.
I gave you a bit of a fright because when I called you, you said, oh my God, I thought you were my boss. How does your boss have the same voice as me? Voice twins. I need to talk to your boss.
You do.
So you are a pharmacy assistant.
Yep.
What are the perks of being a pharmacy assistant? Do you get free
heavily discounted nice stuff from the pharmacy, don't you? Go on.
You do.
Oh my God, I'm like...
samples.
Oh, samples. I love it when I go into a pharmacy and the girl gives me samples. It makes my day. I'm like a kid in a sweet shop when I go into a pharmacy. All the lovely smells and the creams and the candles. Oh, I want it all.
Yeah. That's how I feel every time.
Where exactly are you? And I'll call in and you can give me some samples of all the good stuff.
Well, I'm actually in work in Balhadrin.
Balhadrin, lovely. Right, I'll make it my business to head to Balhadrin at some day. Well, I don't have time today because they're making me build flat pack drawers here, Martina, as well as doing my own job.
You'll be finished that though before 10 o'clock this morning. It's only 8:15.
Yeah, and I've only managed to put in 2 screws.
Crookers.
Crooked.
All right, okay, Martina, do you know the rules for Rhyme It?
Yep.
All right, okay. We don't have a high score to beat there. Oh, three.
Three was yesterday, but we're going to do it again another day.
Three doesn't count.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so we're starting fresh from today. So, Martina, we are going to give you your word now.
Your word, Martina, is key. K-E-Y. Okay?
Okay.
And your 30 seconds start now.
These fly around and might sting.
B.
We all have 2 of these on our legs.
Me.
I had to pull the car over because I was bursting for a what?
P.
A platform for loading and unloading ships.
Key.
Another word for small.
Mini.
The black and red are names of 2 what?
Oh God, pass.
A great soup flavour is ham and twat.
Time is up.
Oh God, that was hard.
You did really well though.
You did super. We got 4 there. So for the 5th one, you said another word for small. You said mini.
It was actually wee.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wee man.
Wee.
The black and red are names of 2 seas. The Black Sea and the Red Sea.
Oh, that was a hard one. Ah, listen, come here. At least they all rhyme today.
And a great soup flavour is ham and what? It's pea. No, I wouldn't consider that. I've never... Ham and pea. Ham and pea soup.
No. Oh, jeez. I never had that now.
I've never had that. I don't like peas anyway. Ham and pea soup wouldn't be appetizing.
Is it because they're green?
What? Yeah.
I like green stuff.
Clothing doesn't count. Listen, come here. So far, you've got 4, which is the highest score of the week. So you never know, Martina. You could be walking away with the contents of Una's drawers, which will be bits and pieces left over from flat pack furniture, from what I can see.
Yeah.
So far. And you get yourself the iRadio water bottle and the keyring and everything like that, which doubles up as a shopping trolley token.
Ooh. Very handy.
Very cool. All right. So best of luck. We might be chatting to you on Friday, and enjoy your day of sampling free stuff. All right.
Great. Thank you very much.
Right,
thanks, Martina.
So if you've just joined us, literally yesterday we told Una to bring in the chest of drawers because she hasn't put them together. And we said, just bring them in. You'll get them done in loads of time. You don't have the twins distracting you. And I don't know how you've done it, but you seem to have Donald
yeah.
on his knees with a drill in his hand. So... And you're now holding a camera saying, what? That's sexist, you can't say that.
What? Yeah. Well, it's not sexist.
You literally said to him, why don't you run over there to Screwfix, get yourself a lovely pair of Snickers?
No, you're doing a great job. Listen, wait, what did I say? Yeah, the F key goes into the G thing there, and then you need the Allen key.
God, you're fluent.
That's not, there's no Allen key in that one.
Is there no Allen key?
No, not
you
one,
told
no.
me there was going to be an Allen key.
Not in this one.
All right.
Yeah. You obviously clearly didn't look at the instructions.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
I think anybody who is a regular listener to the show, and they would have heard maybe yesterday's podcast as well about your kerfuffle with your remote control and your Samsung, LG, Sony, PlayStation.
Oh yeah. I confused an LG TV. I thought it was Samsung LG. So I went to the shop and bought a Samsung remote and was very surprised when it didn't work on the Samsung LG TV. But it's not a Samsung, it's just an LG.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You thought you were a fancy and had a Samsung TV.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, we then ended up talking about times when technology let us down.
We are in the midst of Una instructing Donal to put together her chest of drawers. You brought it in for you to put it together, and then you went into full... all I can say...
Four-man mode. But listen, I have to say, Donal, you're doing a great job, kid. You're doing a really wonderful... Keep it up, man. I'm proud of your work, man.
You tried to get me involved with it, right? And then you called me something and made that noise. And I'm like, you're on your own, kid. You are on your... I brought in my tools to help, but now when you went...
But you're there pontificating about how easy it is. You're like, I've done 17,000 of these. It's so easy. But yet you're sitting on your bottom and you're not getting down helping poor Donald to put them together.
My God. I've never seen... Did you hear how detailed the traffic was this morning? My God. Never seen... I'm busy doing the traffic.
I'm dedicated. I'm married to my job, man. And that's just the way it is. I'm not going to sacrifice the traffic.
Listen,
to go down and help Donald when he's doing such a wonderful job by himself.
This, what I want to talk about, I reckon you are this person who has had an awful hard time in Venice. It's a tourist, you know. And they're blaming Google Maps for their little bit of a mishap because they said to keep going forward and then they walked straight into the canal in Venice. Keep moving forward. Splash.
But surely they would have seen the canal.
They were looking at their phone. They're, you know, the way you're sitting here looking at your phone while we're all doing work. Do you hear that work being done in the background?
Oh, he's great. He's a great man. I've said,
stop whipping him, isn't it? So it's like, I want to have a little chat, basically, like the times that technology has let you down. And like, you've got analog technology in front of you here. There's nothing digital about putting together a set of drawers. And all you need to do is put a few screws and dowels in and then you'd be grand.
I don't know what a dowel is. What is a dowel?
There's a bag of dowels in front of you. There's two different sizes.
Of dowels?
Yeah.
That's a great word.
There you go. There's a little bag of dowels.
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 Wow.
What a load of dowels.
Maybe you should Google it.
I'll tell you when technology left me down.
Yeah.
When I went to buy, my twins lost my remote control.
Oh, this is, yeah.
Yeah, and I went to the shop.
No, technology did technology not let you down.
Technology left me down, and I bought a new remote, and I came home, and it didn't work. And I bought batteries and everything for it, and the remote still didn't work.
Oh, no, the remote was probably changing the channels in your neighbor's house who have a Samsung. and not a Samsung LG.
I thought my LG TV was Samsung.
Yeah, no.
But they're different, apparently. Who knew? Well.
Technology is always letting us down, though. You just can't figure out how to... You don't know which is what when it comes to it.
I can barely use my phone, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
so.
I know, Don, you have issues every morning with the printers in here.
Oh, God, yeah, that's one issue. But just the general... You know when you're messaging your friends and you're messaging a girlfriend, say, and your phone gets used to words you use, and then you message your mum or someone like that.
Oh.
And then it auto-corrects things that it thinks you're saying, and then you send something that you shouldn't have sent to your mother.
Oh, no.
And she goes, what? And then you're not quick enough to edit it sometimes,
oh, my God.
And you've not noticed. And then she goes, why are you saying this? Oh, no, sorry.
Oh, don't tell me. Oh, I can't even... Go on, tell us what she said.
No, I know, I don't want
I know there's
know.
Many times it's happened. It's, no, yeah.
Your poor mother, I swear to God.
It's when technology lets me down. Yeah, she's used to it now.
I think telephones do let us down, like phones and devices, they do let us down all the time, especially like... I always find in the midst of, like, if I want to film something, like if I'm DJing something, if the place is going off. For some reason, whether it's the energy and the vibes come from the crowd, but my phone always just freezes every time I try and film something. And I'm like, God damn it!
It's trying to tell you something, to live in the moment.
That's what it is, Una. I'm all about living in the moment.
Yeah.
So why don't you get on your knees and finish those chests of
drawers. Hey, Jor. Hello. Did you actually just say that?
You brought the whip.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go. Go, go,
go. Wednesday's the middle of the week, and one of my favourite things to do is just let Una go to town and wind somebody up with Wind Up Wednesdays. Who was the victim today?
So this was, Shane got in touch with me to prank his friend Adam, who was going to a very fancy black tie event.
Mm-hmm.
So I rang him as Mabel from the shop Taylor So Swiftly.
How we didn't get it from there, there was something going on, I don't know. It was brilliant. Have a listen.
Man I Need is, I suppose, Una's song this morning, because that's what she needs. She needs Donald to be her man.
I don't need no man. Oh!
Like,
I don't, no, Donald. I didn't mean it like that.
Oh, right.
I mean, you're doing a great job building my drawers.
No,
but I really don't, I don't need you.
All of those screws are crooked.
Screws are crooked.
I'm just looking at them here.
The ones that I put in.
Yeah. They should be straight and not at a 40 degree angle.
I'm sorry for not having an engineering degree.
For angles.
For angles.
Anyway.
Anyway. I'm not good with spatial awareness.
It's nothing to do with spatial awareness. This
explains
is
the
a drill in your hand. What else do you need to know?
What?
Una's defense to everything. What?
What?
Anyway, sorry, but we did a shout out to Casey Dennedy, and I said that must be a spelling mistake. Must be Kennedy. I was wrong because I'm an idiot. So, Casey Dennedy,
hey, happy birthday
to you. There you go. Happy 11th birthday. What a day. You got
fabulous.
Two links out of us. That's worth about 50 grand. All right. Listen, the Wind of Wednesdays, Una, the prank queen herself.
Okay, so Shane got in touch with me to prank his pal Adam.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam was a bit stressed because he was told by work he had to go to this black tie event. So I rang him up pretending to be Mabel the dressmaker and asking for his measurements.
All right, here's Wind Up Wednesday.
Hello.
Bonjour. Hello.
Is this Adam?
Yeah.
Hi, Adam. This is Mabel. I'm calling from Taylor So Swiftly. I'm just calling about your measurements for detox for the black tie event.
And where are you calling from?
From Taylor So Swiftly in Lucan.
Where are you based?
I'm based in Lucan. About your measurements for detox for the black tie event.
Sorry, who got in contact with you about this? I'm not aware of this.
Pierce.
Okay. Yeah, my shirt size is small.
Small. Oh. Okay, perfect. So, narrow? Or medium build?
I think narrow. Sorry, can you give me a call back in 2 minutes?
I'm actually under pressure. I have people waiting outside and I really need to get this done to get your talks for tomorrow night in the Dublin Chambers. If you could just stay with me now, I just will be 2 minutes.
Okay, no problem.
So that is shirt size narrow, bit skinny. So what is your leg size?
My leg size?
As in the length.
Give me 1 second, I'll check.
Merci. What height are you, Adam?
I'm 5'8".
5'8". Oh, okay. Have you considered getting a pair of these, lift kits? You know, the shoe lifts to give you a bit of extra height? You don't want to be petite at the ball, like Napoleon, no?
I don't want to what, sorry?
Petite, like a small man syndrome, like Napoleon. You know, are you a little small Jack Russell trying to be like the big Great Dane? But you know, you will never be a Great Dane at that height. That's okay. As we say, of course, you are a compact guy. You come fun size. You have big energy, but petty trousers.
I'm sorry, but the person you have called is unavailable. Hello?
Hello, Adam?
Yes?
It is Mabel calling again. You hung up on me?
Yeah, sorry. How did you get my number?
No. I from Purist, he tell me all about the ball at Dublin Chamber, and we must get you into talks for the event.
No, he didn't. I just spoke to him. You called me a Jack Russell.
I called you. I didn't.
I was at least a Great Dane.
I called you a Great Dane. This is Una from iRadio. Shane gave me your number. I'm so sorry.
I'm gonna kill him.
Listen, that's okay. As we say in France, combat guy, you have big energy but petty trousers, no?
What did you say about Napoleon?
I was just trying to say you're small. You're obviously not small, but I was just trying to. Shane told me.
I am quite small.
No, you're not. I'm only 5'3, so 5'8 is quite tall. You are an absolute star, as we say in France. You have beautiful energy, and even if the trousers are petty. Adam, you're a legend. Thanks a million, kids. All right. Take care.
Oh my God, you are going to actual hell.
That was one of my favorite ones. Adam, you legend. Yeah.
You know me, Una, but I think you need to actually go to Mass today and say a full novena after that one.
Why?
Oh, that poor lad. Oh, you are small like Jack Russell.
Like Napoleon.
Wow. Small man syndrome is what you went with on this poor guy. If you would like Una to upset your friends or family or work colleagues, you know what to do. 087-1102-107. Send us a WhatsApp and we will get Una to work.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Sterling work. Sterling.
Thank you. That was one of my favourites, actually.
If you'd like us to get Una to wind somebody in your life up, somebody in work, school, college, maybe a family member, just send us a WhatsApp. Wind up 087-1102-107 and Una will work with you. And you get yourself a goodie bag if you get somebody wound up, and they'll get a goodie bag as well.
Everyone's a winner. They might be annoyed at you for a while, but listen, you'll have the crack. I'll definitely have the crack.
Una, for I think it's 10 years now, the lady who owns my local shop still does not talk to me because you wound her up saying that the Christmas tree that you bought from her when you went up to the attic, all the needles fell off. It was all brown. And I'm like, oh God, she was shook.
I'm going to do that to her again
no,
this Christmas.
Please don't. Anyway, 087-1102-107. Let's get into truth or trash.
Truth or trash.
Here we go. Are you ready?
Hold on a second, Tony. What do you think you're doing?
He's got to play truth or trash.
Is he taking a break? I'm at my drawers. Okay. Hey, you're not going to build themselves, don't
you? You can start working now if you want.
Let's just let everybody know what's going on. Una brought in a chest of drawers flat pack for her to build during the show. That was a challenge. She has put in two screws crooked.
Yep.
So we've kind of had to intervene. This needs to be done like with before 45 minutes to finish this.
Yeah,
like,
45 minutes total.
This should not. Me? Oh my God. It should Cooper. Not take more than a half hour, 40 minutes to build in total.
Okay, you need to start helping Donal now. Because you're just sitting there watching him.
No, I was willing to do it. I brought in tools for you, and then you were quite rude to me.
I wasn't rude.
Call me names, and you got the whip out, so I'm just like, you know what?
Yeah, but listen, Donal, I can't hold it because I'm giving you anxiety when I'm holding the drill.
You're very near hurting yourself,
yeah,
to be fair.
So he's getting angry. I can't do that to him.
No, I was just saying,
okay,
you can't
on,
do like
here
that.
Here we go. Truth or trash, what's your fact, please, Donald?
My fact today, being Halloween and everything, bats are the only mammal capable of flight. Well, your eyes are saying a lot of thinking's going on in that brain of yours. Cooper.
Don't really
Una's
much
just
going
on a phone,
there.
So I don't know.
I'm not Googling it.
Bats are the only mammal capable of flight.
I didn't know a bat was a mammal.
No, it's a bird, you're right, yeah.
I'm going to say true.
Is this continuous flight or does gliding count?
I've said what I'm saying.
Saying, nerdy reply. Does gliding count? Don't look at me like that.
Oh, the evil eyes.
Got the evils.
All right, okay.
Okay.
I'm saying trash then, and I'm locking it in. Yeah.
You should have stuck with your thinking, Cooper, because you were right. They are the only mammals capable of flight. Squirrels and other things can glide, but they can't continuously fly.
So that's so you're thinking flying.
Was right. Yeah, so flying continuously.
So I was right.
But you didn't have any backing for it.
No, yeah.
Yeah, and I love your gliding, you nerd. It's like, oh my God. Okay. All
right, let's stick with Halloween, all right? Ghosts and haunting things. The ghost that roams the corridors of the doll is said to be the restless spirit of a former TD who still refuses to concede a debate. Late at night, cleaners can hear him say, "On point of order, Count Corla." And that gets echoed throughout the halls.
"On point of order, Count Corla."
"Who do you think you are telling me that?"
Is this TD from Kerry?
I cannot actually tell you where the TD is from because it'll give it away.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say that's true. I'd like it to be true.
I'd like it to be true, but I think it's trash.
That, my friends, is... your answer's locked in.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with true.
Yeah.
I think it's there. It's happened. It's there.
That's
what I'm saying.
You did an Una fact then.
I did.
It could be true.
Well, it could be.
Could be true. Nobody's allowed to talk about it. That's the thing. They've asked the cleaners about
sworn
this.
Secrecy.
And they've literally screamed.
Signed an NDA.
Screamed and ran away more than anything, Una.
Yeah.
Screamed and ran away.
A lot of ghoulies up there.
Well, you need to...
What? Okay, my fact. So, according to a study conducted at the University of Baden-Baden.
Of where?
Baden-Baden. It's in Germany.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm. People who find it impossible to assemble flat-pack furniture are often those with the strongest conceptual thinking. It's called the Allen Key effect, where thinkers, idealists, and artists become paralyzed by the banality of step-by-step order. These people showed elevated right hemisphere dominance, the same hemisphere linked to emotional depth, creativity, and intellect.
Wow.
So basically, if you're bad at putting up the flat-pack stuff, you're actually... a visionary and really super intelligent.
Right.
See, you've made your made-up fact to benefit you not bothering to do any of the work yourself.
You have done more work putting that together than you have putting the together flat-pack chest of drawers.
Yeah, this
which
is
basically, it says, on the front of it says, suitable for ages 4 to 12-year-olds.
listen, wow. It's the Allen Key effect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor Alan. I'm saying that's trash, Una.
Lock it in.
Made it that way to benefit your situation.
Yeah, I'm saying that's trash as well.
It's true. Look it up at the University of Baden-Baden.
You just shrugged your own shoulders.
I made it up. But it's probably true.
No, it's not.
Oh, no, it probably is, though.
It probably isn't.
I'm
going to be quite factual here and say that's a load of bull.
I'm going to investigate it.
Well, I tell you what, while you're not doing that, why don't you get down on your knees, grab my tool, and start screwing in those screws.
Yeah,
because like that...
You can't talk to me like that.
Una.
You can't talk to me like that.
Don't point your finger at
me. There's HR in place. And
you can explain to Sharon why there's unmade drawers in her studio when she gets here afterwards.
Yeah, and, you know. She's not going to be able to get in.
Okay, fine. Are you
on my tennis? Is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
This is funny. Have you ever been in a relationship and not given something back, Una? Because 56% of lads never get their hoodie back after lending it to a girl, especially when they break up after. Hoodies be missing.
Yeah, hoodies are something we don't like to give back. Especially if the girl is sad that, you know... it's all broken off.
Yeah.
So she'll wear the hoodie and
smell it.
And smell. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a bit weird.
I know. It is.
You're strange creatures. and hang on a second. So are you saying like things that you steal that you just lay in bed sniffing them? So you've all my pens in your bed and you're sniffing them?
Oh my God. You actual creep.
That's what you said.
No. I was talking about hoodies and other people, not you and your pens.
When you steal my pens all the time.
You always lose something, like when a relationship ends. Yeah. There's always something that the other person gets.
There's loads of things, like tops, and if they're around, they want a top as a nightdress, you know, and pajamas and stuff. And then
do you mind that? Tops.
I don't mind them using one.
It's weird if they don't give back a rain jacket and they use it as pajamas. That's weird, isn't it?
That would be weird.
Yeah.
Or like swimming shorts or something.
Yeah.
No, but like loads of things got missing. Like I had a hoverboard.
A what?
Like one of them, you know, that's like a...
All right, Marsha McFly from Back to the Future. A little hoverboard over there.
No, we got them at a radio station, was that, and they came in and they said, you stand on, you got a balance, and you can lean forward to move forward.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, lean back to move back.
Cool.
And they're really good.
You got one of those. Give us a go.
No, not anymore.
Why?
My ex-girlfriend had it at her house and she was using it. Then we split up and I never got it back.
They're expensive.
They were like £300 at the time.
Get that back.
Donal.
Well, we're not in regular contact now.
I don't care.
And it was about 4 or 5 years ago.
Dude, oh my God.
Forget putting together this chest of drawers.
Well, now.
No, hang on a sec.
Hang on.
I think you send her a voice note now. Do you have her number still?
I do, but we're not really on the best of talking terms.
She stole a hoverboard from you, mate. Can you send her a voice note and say, hey, Bridie, give us that hoverboard
Emily,
back.
Emily,
yeah.
Right.
Are you actually going to do it?
Tell why not?
Now you've said it, it does make me think I want it back.
It's like...
£300 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
Man's putting fuel in his car. He could be hoverboarding to work up the M6.
Yeah.
Living his best life. He's got lights in it.
Yeah, he's got flashy lights.
Cool!
Get that back! Cool.
That's ridiculous.
And you know what? This could stir up something. You might remember the spark... We could get back together.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But yeah.
Well, can you send... Do you have a number there? Send her a voice note.
I do. Of course I've got a number.
Send her a voice note.
Or just send her a voice note.
I record it. I'll delete that because Una's talking over.
Hey,
Long time no speak. Just a quick one. I'm just wondering... It just popped into my head. Have you got the hoverboard that I had that you borrowed that time, please? I just would like it back, if possible.
With the charger as well.
With the charger as well. Thanks, Cooper. Yeah.
Thanks.
Cool. Right. Sent.
Amazing.
That's sent. So
I am actually scarlet for your man for having you. I cannot believe you sent that poor girl now.
Una, that's a £300 hoverboard.
I know, but maybe he should have done it like 2 weeks after the breakup and not 5 years.
Yeah, but now it's like something I just completely
slipped my mind. How long have you broke up?
Yeah, about 5 years.
Oh, that's awkward. We were talking about the things that guys don't get back after a relationship has ended, and a hoodie is the highest thing. 56% of lads don't get back hoodies. Give back the hoodies, lads.
Lots of missing hoodies. Yeah.
No, hoodies are nice to keep.
Should be a hoodie and an amnesty. Bring them back. Give us back our hoodies. Don, you were saying there was a few things that you lost. You lost a blender.
Tops, a blender, hoodies, what jogging bottoms. Like tracksuit bottoms, loads of things. And my hoverboard is probably the most expensive
thing. Hoverboard is a big one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we were absolutely blown away the fact that you lost a hoverboard. And we're like, because they're £300 or £400. Like, get that thing back. That's super technology. You could be using that to get around and do your business in.
I could be. I wasn't too bothered by it, but now you said it, I'm thinking, I do want it back, actually.
Yeah.
Fun going around the house.
You look cool if you put your hat on backwards.
Oh, yeah.
Farm's a bit gravelly, but...
The ladies would love it, Donald.
I'm backwards in my sweatpants on.
Good, hanging around at the skate park. Hey, what's going down?
Well, I'm going through a midlife crisis, but yeah.
Happy you. So we said, send the sexy years a message.
Yeah.
You did it live in the radio.
I did, yeah.
And then we realised, when did the relationship end?
5 years ago.
I'm so mortified.
But we do kind of chat still, so it's not completely out of the blue for her.
You did get a message.
She messaged back, yeah.
She messaged back.
She sent the voice stuff back.
You ready for this?
Oh my God.
We're going to play it on the radio. Have you heard this yet?
Yeah. No, I just forwarded it on to you, but then I listened to it, yeah.
Come on. Hello. Not heard from you for a while, so a bit random, but...
Does that sound a bit flirty?
No.
No? Okay.
Hope you're good. I didn't know that you actually still wanted it, so...
The hoverboard we're talking about.
I've given it to my little cousin, and they live in Scotland, so it's not likely that I'll be able to get it back. Sorry. Hope you're okay, and your family's good, but... Yeah, nice to hear from you. Bye.
Nice to hear from you. Hope your family's good. She gave it to her cousin.
She didn't. That's lies. She just doesn't want to give it back to you. She doesn't want to meet you.
She
just told a lie.
She
doesn't. She said it's in Scotland. And she gave it to her cousin in Scotland.
Yeah.
She.
Do you know this cousin?
I know the cousin in Scotland.
Let's call the cousin in Scotland.
I don't have the number. But
we will find it. You know, Google is a great thing.
You should message her back and ask her for the number.
Do you know any little guys in Scotland with a hoverboard that looks like it doesn't belong to them?
Miss the show? Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
We had a nice time today. And Una got something out of it and none of us will get out of, and that is a brand new set of drawers.
Brand new set of drawers. Years ago now, I gave the twins my drawers, and being a mother,
it's
you
a
know,
cool story.
I'm selfless. But so I've been dealing with my underwear out of bags for the past couple of years.
Your bags out of bags.
Yeah, so it's going to be great to have some place to put my knickers and socks.
Make sure do a clear out now. Do a proper clear out so that your drawers aren't just all stuffed now and you just shove them in and break them.
I will, because you have a skip at your house, so I can bring all my stuff in and give it to you and you can dump it in the skip. Yes, boy.
No, skip is gone.
What?
It's gone. They've filled it up already and it's gone. Sorry, you missed out.
Oh, you should have told me.
No. All right. Subscribe, like, share. Thank you so much for listening. It means an awful lot to us. And we'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 till 10 a.m. on iRadio.
Bye.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.